This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here ready to go on this Monday, Game 5, perhaps the final game of the NBA Finals tonight in Denver. We'll do over-under coming up here in a little bit. The U.S. Open begins on Thursday in Los Angeles at L.A. Country Club. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This hour, brought to you by Meguiar's. They've come to the rescue again. The new hybrid ceramic tire shine renews dull tires by darkening the appearance, adding long-lasting high gloss, and keeping it shining even when exposed to water. Give Meguiar's hybrid ceramic tire shine a try. Meguiar's, reflect your passion. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming on the program. Reggie Miller will join us coming up a little bit later on. ESPN NBA host Malika Andrews will join us from Denver. Your phone calls are always welcome, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Operator Tyler is standing by to take your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Also, say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Download the app. You can watch this program. Also, our radio affiliates around the country, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio. Coming into the NBA Finals, Nikola Jokic's resume was already looking Hall of Fame worthy. He had two MVPs, and if it wasn't for a late push by Joel Embiid, he would have been a three-peater here. But in order to secure your place as one of the greatest big men all time, you got to win some championships. And maybe one championship, at least to start. Jokic and the Nuggets are on the verge of capturing the first title with a win tonight, not only for the Joker, but also the Nuggets franchise. And you start talking about big men, the greatest of all time. Well, you start with Bill Russell when it comes to winning championships. Kareem, Shaq, there are quite a few players. Hakeem, go down the list of great big men. But this is a chance for Joker to put his name at least in the conversation as a great center of all time. I'm not comparing him to Kareem or Bill Russell or even Shaq, but he's only 28. And it's not like he's going to slow down because he's slowed down already. It's not like he's not going to be able to jump that high because he doesn't jump that high. But you've already put away Kevin Durant and LeBron James, and now you're trying to put away the Miami Heat. That'll be coming up tonight. Over under, in case you're wondering, the Miami Heat are getting 9 points tonight in Denver. Nine.
Dang.
There's also a bet that you can make on DraftKings. The largest lead of the game tonight, 14.5. Anybody going over 14.5?
Oh, a lead at any point in the game?
Yeah. Largest lead, not margin, lead.
I'll go over.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Pie to the face.
Pie to the face. Yes, I'll take a pie in the face. I'll take as many pies as I'm wrong.
Ooh. Oh. Okay. So if the over under, if they only end up with an 11 point lead.
If they only go to with a 1 point lead the entire time, I would get many pies.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I'll do that.
Okay. Here's the over-under. Everybody loves to play, and you can do the take-home version if you would like. I'm going to start with Todd Fritz over-under the Joker tonight.
28.5.
Seton.
31.5.
Marvin.
BS. 29.5.
Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
You, it's a carryover from last week. You were killing it.
I'm trying, DP.
Yeah, this is getting old.
I know. Over under Jimmy Butler. Marvin.
22.5.
Dang, that's disrespectful.
Paulie.
26.5.
Blue.
Front row. He's killing it.
Front row. Front row.
Oh, that's all we do.
Front row.
Front row.
All right. Jamal Murray tonight. Seton O'Connor.
27.5.
Marvin.
25.5.
Blue.
What is going on right now?
What is going on right now?
Okay. If it's a sweep for the front row, then there has to be some consequences for the back row.
Todd, take your pants off.
I've been waiting for this opportunity.
2.5 points.
Over, under. Bam out of bio.
Come on, toddler. Let's
okay.
Go. Let's rally. Come
Todd.
On,
17.5.
Seton O'Connor.
21.5.
Marvin.
20.5.
Todd pantless.
Todd, take off your pants.
Are you telling the truth, then?
Yes, I swear.
That's crazy.
I got the numbers
Todd,
right here.
Todd, take your pants off.
Todd, take your pants off.
So glad, so glad I'm partially blind.
He'll be fully blind when he takes off his pants.
I'd pray for that.
Yeah.
All right. Manchester United kid on. Go ahead, toddler.
Yeah.
That's all I would have on my hat and my Manchester shirt.
Why do you have Manchester United on?
I don't know. I just felt like wearing it.
Manchester City is.
I know. I just, you know what? I grabbed the shirt and I'm like, I'm going to wear this one.
I think Todd was trying to pay homage to Manchester winning the title, but he went with the exact opposite.
Yeah, I don't have a Man City shirt, but we have this. So I'm like, you know what? It's got my name on the back. It's cute.
All right. Go with it. You got the Manchester part of it.
It's cute.
It goes with my black shorts. It's nice.
Your kit, as they like to say. You got your kit.
I got my kit and my caboodle underneath.
Okay. All right. Poll question today. What are we going to go with there, Seton O'Connor?
Let's see. I've got, how was your weekend? Long or short?
Okay.
I had a long weekend.
But you can have a long, great weekend.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. So maybe we'll do long, in parentheses, good.
Can you have a long, short, bad weekend?
Bad?
Yeah, like, well, that was a short weekend.
Yeah.
It feels like when you have a long weekend, it's not a good thing.
But long weekends are always good things. But if you had a long weekend, it's a bad thing.
Todd had one on how the NBA Finals will play out tonight. Do you want to give us the...
I'd love to.
Possibilities here?
Nuggets win convincingly. Nuggets win in a tight one. Heat win convincingly, which it would be odd, but you never know. Heat win a tight one, and I don't know, stop stressing me out.
Is this giving you a lot of stress?
There could be some people out there that's like, I don't know who's going to win. Leave me alone.
I don't.
Very few people probably pick that one.
I don't think there are people out there going, stop asking me.
Leave me alone.
It doesn't take, much to get anxious.
Anyone feeling that way right now. That single.
The 2016 Cavs are the only team to come back from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals, beating the Golden State Warriors. We just mentioned that. When somebody says no chance, I say low chance.
Low chance.
Miami, no chance. No, low chance to win tonight. Just throwing that out there, there's always the possibility that Miami could come back and win this. Here's Michael Malone, don't call him Mike, the Nuggets head coach.
My biggest concern going into any closeout game is human nature and fighting against that. You know, you're up 3-1, and, you know, most teams, when you're up 3-1, they come up for air, they relax, and they just kind of take it for granted that, oh, we're going to win this. Our approach has to be that we're down 3-1. You know, they're desperate. We have to be more desperate. And my hope is that tomorrow night, in front of just an unbelievable crowd, incredible environment, that our players understand the opportunity in front of them and take full advantage of it.
Obviously, that interview done yesterday, he does know the game is tonight. That would have been odd if he was speaking today and it's like, tomorrow night. What else do you have, Seton?
Coaching is a lot of cliches.
Yes, it is.
Really is.
Yes.
It's high cliche. Although he seems to like have his team buying into those cliches. Hey, we're down 3-1. We're not up 3-1.
Well, he has no problem in calling them out publicly.
Yeah.
Eric Spoelstra does not do that with the Miami Heat. So different philosophies there, but Michael Malone has no problem saying, you know, we didn't give any effort here. You can also bet on who you think will have the first basket tonight. Anybody want to take a stab at who they think will have the first basket tonight? Joker is the favorite.
Really? He's usually a pass first, especially in the
first
quarter.
I'm just saying, top five odds to score the first basket in game five.
You want to get him going early.
It's Joker. It's Bam. Jamal Murray. Jimmy Butler. Michael Porter Jr. III.
They got that all wrong.
I feel like it's Michael Porter Jr. III or Aaron Gordon. Yeah. Feels like there'll be a miss and then a put back, and then they'll go, oh, he's already gone. He's going to have a big night. Yes.
How about they ride that Kevin Love train and he gets the first basket? That would be fun.
Yeah. Well, just had his wife just delivered a baby boy.
There you go.
Yeah.
First couple of points, K-Love.
Yeah. All right. What else do you have, Seton O'Connor?
This is a funny video that Todd just sent in a poll question about. When approaching a team mascot, I'm more likely to hug it or punch it.
I would hope if we use that hug it in a landslide would win, but you don't know. There's a couple of crazy people out there.
Like Conor McGregor?
Like Conor McGregor. Punching Bernie the mascot, then punching him a second time while he's down. What are you doing?
He had no idea that that mascot was hurt, that the guy inside the mascot was hurt.
Doesn't know his own strength, but the guy had to go to the ER. A mascot to the emergency room over a little play fight?
He's kind of taunting him as they're pulling him off the floor. And the guy might have been knocked out, but Conor McGregor punched the mascot. I don't think he knew where the guy's head was in the outfit there. And he just winds up and wails on him, and he might have, you know, cold cocked this guy. Yeah, Paulie.
By the reaction of the other people that are kind of on the mascot team, it's clearly some type of bit, obviously, that's going on. But McGregor hits him kind of upside the head and takes him down. Like, he goes down. And the second one is a driving punch downward into his beak. And his head has nowhere to go. Like, when he hits him in the head, he's got a big cushion. But the next one, and it's funny because, like, the street team for the Heat is all running around, like, waving him off. And the guy's like, no, I don't want to get up.
No, I'm in the bit here, you know. Hey. This is a bit, right? And then they drag the mascot off the floor.
That was the worst part, beyond the two punches and however injured he was. Then they're dragging him across the court while he may be
And Conor McGregor, tough guy, is taunting him as they're pulling. He's trying to make fun of him and say something to him.
Poor Bernie.
Dragging him off. There was no trail of blood, though, but poor Bernie. Bernie got roughed up a little bit. But, you know, that's Heat culture. He'll be back. He'll be ready to go tonight.
Just what the emergency room thought they saw everything. Here comes Bernie, the mascot's going through the ER doors. What's this?
Yeah, he's on a gurney. All of a sudden, those big feet are there and a big head there. Wouldn't even fit on the gurney. Yeah, Paulie.
Here's what I want. If the mascot sues Conor McGregor, which
McGregor.
I'm calling my shot that he's absolutely going to sue, when you watch court TV, in the case, he has to be in the mascot outfit.
Sure.
He has to be at the lawyer next to him, the briefs, and he's sitting there in a mascot outfit and just nodding his head because he can't talk.
I can't start an IV. His fur is blocking the needle. What am I supposed to do here?
Okay. What was worse, though, the two punches or the outfit that Conor McGregor was wearing?
It looked like he was going to a disco in 1978.
That's a bad look by Conor McGregor.
Badass?
No. It was velour. It was red velour. Not good.
I still don't believe that that's a real story.
I don't know. You mean that he hurt him?
Yeah.
I think he hurt him.
I don't think he did.
I think he did. No. So you're saying that Bernie...
I think it's commitment to the bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I respect that, you know. Not exactly Andy Kaufman going in, wrestling with somebody, but all right, he's all in. Everybody's all in on this. I think Bernie got rocked a little bit. I think Conor McGregor. Sometimes you get out there and you get caught up in things, and then all of a sudden you swing a little harder. It's like when you get on the mound when you're throwing out the first pitch, and you're like, "No, I'm just going to toss it there." And you get out there and you go, "I'm going to throw this really hard," and then you throw it to the back stump. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, I'm watching it in slow motion, which is really fun, by the way. The first one kind of grazes the top of his head and doesn't really hurt him that bad. The second one, again, is a driving punch with the head against the floor.
No, there's no give. The second one is the one who I think that rocks him a little bit.
Give me a break.
According to Heat, he will not miss any more games, so he's right. He'll be right back.
That'd be great if he was on the injured list. You know, players injured, and then they put Bernie in questionable.
Ben Simmons was injured watching this happen.
Wow. Hey, I saw video of Ben Simmons looking jacked.
Yeah.
And I said, where's the basketball in the video? That's all I care about.
Looking jacked?
I don't care how good you look. I want to know how good looking is your jump shot. That's all I care about. They're like, man, Ben Simmons, he is in the lab working out. And I go, you know what the lab is to me? The gym. Shoot. Yes, Todd.
I want to know, we were suggesting that it was a bit. How far do you take the bit with the mascot? You get him into the ER, he's sitting there among a bunch of humans, and there's this one fuzzy animal sitting there. It's like, okay, can I leave now? It's just a bit. I'm actually fine.
Yes. Bernie? Is there Bernie here? Oh, okay. Come on in.
Your blood pressure is very high. I know. Can I take this head off of my thing here? It's making me hot.
All right, we'll come up with a poll question. Malik Andrews from the Mothership will join us next hour. Reggie Miller will join us in the final hour of the program. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks to everybody who has been voting on Marvin's Cookout playlist. It's been great. A lot of fun. And we came about with this idea that you want to have control over your phone plan. Get exactly what you want, only pay for what you need. And we thought, okay, my plan from Verizon. And we said to Verizon, hey, would you sponsor the Marvin's Cookout playlist each Friday, where you get to take control over part of our show? Each week, we ask you to go to danpatrick.com, vote on who should be on Marvin's Cookout playlist each Friday. These are the choices for this Friday. Funk, soul, disco, rap, gospel.
Oh, let's go gospel.
All right. CC Winans.
BB Winans.
Yeah. Just the Winans in general.
Is there a Dee Dee?
I don't know if there's a Dee Dee Winans.
There's BB and CC. And then Dee Dee, you could either.
Keenan Ivory Winans? No, that's somebody else.
No, thank you, Todd. So take control of your phone plan with my plan from Verizon and take control of our show. Thanks for voting, danpatrick.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. weather gets a little bit warmer, all of a sudden the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Big news to announce next hour. I've written a book. Co-wrote it with one of the writers from The Simpsons.
That sounds like the news.
Well,
it's a big news to announce next hour. I wrote a book. That sounds like the news.
Is there different news than that?
Well, how to get the book.
Oh, that's
the news. That's the news that I've written a book.
So this is news?
This is news, but...
That's the big news, though. The big news is announced next hour.
Yeah. It's called The Occasionally Accurate Annals of Football, the NFL's Greatest Players, Plays, Scandals, and Screw-Ups, plus stuff we totally made up. And we'll give you a heads up on how you can pre-order that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is big news.
Very nice. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think they're talking New York Times bestseller list. Well, that depends on this audience, though. But we'll let you know. You can pre-order it and be out in time for the football season. But I'll let you know coming up next hour when we speak to Malika Andrews from the Mothership, Reggie Miller in the final hour of the program. I've been watching this show. It's called Jury Duty. And everybody is in on the joke except for one person. So everybody's an actor, including James Marsden. He's the big name that you would recognize. But everybody's on jury duty, and except for one guy, he thinks it's an actual jury trial. And even the judge is in on it. It is sneaky great. Sneaky great. I stumbled upon it, and I'm like, okay, nobody likes jury duty, but they make fun or have fun with jury duty. Yes, Pauline.
Okay, I'm trying to understand it. So there's one person who's there and thinks it's a real court case?
Yes.
And everyone else is an actor?
Yes.
And so the focal point is the guy who doesn't know?
Yes. And there's so many crazy things that happen. And he's even saying, gosh, they could make a TV show or a movie out of this while they're making a TV show out of this. And I'm five episodes in. It's really, really funny. Have you ever tried to get out of jury duty, Fritzy?
I have, and I successfully did. I'm sitting in some room that they bring you all in, and then they may call you into an actual jury room, and then the lawyers will ask questions to see if anybody's biased in some way, and I didn't want to miss work, and I didn't want to make that commitment. I'm a good American and everything, but I'm not retired.
What?
I have commitments to the show. So
were the questions they asked?
One of the questions was, are you related to or familiar with any of the attorneys? And I said, oh, that's the Trantolo guy. I love that guy. So, of course, the other side's no way going to pick me. Another one was about, are you able to fulfill your duties and be able to sit for a number of days on a train? Speaking of duties, I said, I have Crohn's disease and I can't sit still for any length of time. I'll miss all kinds of evidence because I have to keep going to the bathroom. So I don't know if I'm the best candidate.
That's actually a very fair excuse.
I think it is. And then I also went on to say that my dad was a police officer, so I tend to lean towards the person being guilty in some way without hearing any of the evidence.
And they still picked you?
No, and then they announced some of the people that were free to go, and I was on that list, not shocking to me, and I went back into the jury pool, and I think I was out by 2 in the afternoon instead of 5. It was nice.
Seton, you came back with a whole new mindset?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's like super nerdy of me, but I really enjoyed jury duty. I thought it was awesome. It was like something weird about like being part of the process.
Yeah,
like it's like a foundational part of the country is, you know, being a jury trial or whatever. And it was just like, I thought it was really awesome. My trial was like super lame, but just, I don't know, something about being part of the process I just really enjoyed.
Well, the case is a guy was inebriated or high, and he worked in a t-shirt factory, and he fell asleep and urinated all over these t-shirts.
which happens.
Yeah.
That old bit?
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah, that charge. And so they're just really getting to the meat of the trial there. But everything that goes on behind the scenes, they interview them all the time. They go to the hotel where they're staying. And they got all this access. And James Marsden is a somewhat famous actor. And he is in character. He is great. It's so much fun. So many sneaky things. It's called Jury Duty. And Seton, you saw a movie this weekend that you were raving about.
Oh, man. It's called The Farewell. Tremendous. Fantastic movie. It was really, really great. It's with Awkwafina in it. And it's basically the idea is she moved from China when she was young with her family, but she still has family that's back there. Grandmother has cancer and is dying.
Yes.
And it's all about them basically going back there and saying goodbye to her. Fantastic movie. Highly recommend.
Yeah, this is a couple of years old. Was it up for an Academy Award? I remember when it came out and the story.
2019,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if it won any awards or not. It should have, though. It's a great movie. Really, really good.
Yes, Todd.
I understand that Deer Park and Poland Springs are also in it with Awkwafina, which is weird. How rare is that they would all be in that? Found that fascinating. Awkwafina is a brand of bottled water.
Like thousandth person to make that joke.
Now available at all stores that sell soft drinks and bottled water.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Okay, what's poll question we're going to go with?
I actually put up there the possibility of the Heat coming back in the series is no chance or low chance.
Okay.
Just to see.
You can't say no chance. You can't.
I mean, you can.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should not be able to be on air afterwards if you say no chance and it goes the other way. Mm. There should be a new rule in sports media. If you're a no chance guy, because a couple people did that with the Heat in the last series, then after the series over, you take a break.
Should we have like a sports judge that will hand out sentences, punishment?
Yes.
When you have a so-called hot take and it turns out to be a freezing cold take, and then you have to have some kind of shame attached to that. Like when the weatherman makes a mistake, do we, you know, he didn't lose his job. He'll be like, oh, get ready. This storm is going to be one of the worst ever. And then all of a sudden you're like.
Well, at the last minute, the jet stream kind of went northwest, which it wasn't supposed to do. How am I supposed to do?
That's called a loss. That's an L. Yes, Paul.
But like with the Heat Celtics, what? Celtics were down 2-0 in home games. There are a number of people on national TV said, sure, it's over, no chance. It's like they've never watched sports before.
Yeah, but they're conditioned to have a hot take.
Yeah.
Like you have to have something that's definitive. And, you know, I go back to Big Perk on the Mothership where he said that Joker was, you know, padding his stats. I went, okay, how do you know that? And shouldn't everybody want to pad their stats the way the Joker does? But, hey, I had this, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to stick by it. Well, there's no repercussions with any of this stuff. You just say it. Yeah, Paul.
But there should be. I remember there was a game that I was watching, I don't know, some college football show. It was Army at Oklahoma. And like, well, this is cute, and it'll be a fun first quarter, but Army really has no chance against Oklahoma. Yeah. I think the game went to overtime.
Yeah, it did.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
31-31 or something.
Yes.
I hate that stuff.
Yeah. So tonight it's the Heat Nuggets game 5. U.S. Open starts Thursday at LACC. Wonderful, wonderful place. Got to play that course. When last time I played there, they were setting up for the U.S. Open. And I'm looking back, there's a par 3. And I'm going, where are they going to play these tees for the U.S. Open? And the guy that I'm with, Johnny O, says, no, back there. And I'm like, it's like 50 yards further than what the members were teeing off. But it's a, you know, it's got everything. That course is a wonderful, wonderful test. It'll be at LACC starting on Thursday. Golden Knights are up 3-1 on the Panthers, and game 5 will be tomorrow night. Some phone calls coming up. By the way, sandwiched in between all of this, you had the Canadian Open, the RBC, and it was won by a local, well, Canadian, Nick Taylor. And first times that's happened in like 7 decades here, and did it in dramatic fashion, a 72-foot putt to win the Canadian Open in a playoff. And yeah, it's sort of forgotten because you got the U.S. Open coming up. You got all the LIV Tour stuff. And a year ago, the Canadian Open is where golfers were asked about, you know, those going to the LIV Tour, or why are you going to the LIV Tour? Rory won it again. Rory was going to be sort of the poster child for the PGA Tour. And then here we are a year later, and it feels like everybody's back in the same sandbox here. Michael in Arkansas leads us off this morning. Best and worst of the weekend, Mike.
Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Shout out to all my fellow Dead Dad Club members out there.
All righty.
Best of the weekend almost turned out to be a worst of the weekend. I was stuck last night at the Dallas Love Field Airport for several hours due to a weather delay, but I wound up being stuck at the same gate with Leslie David Baker, also known as Stanley Hudson from The Office, and he's a super nice guy.
I got awesome. To chat with
him for several minutes. Yeah. Worst of the weekend, my St. Louis Cardinals are doing their absolute best to catch the Oakland Athletics for worst record in Major League Baseball. So that sucked. And I have a request. If you don't have time today, that's fine. But my friend Harrison's been listening to the show for a while now, and he's never heard the story of Fritzy getting trapped in the, like, costume at the Milwaukee Brewers baseball game. And I was wondering if Seton could retell that story sometime.
All righty. Well, thank you, Michael. Seton, you want to give us the Cliff Notes version?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's my story to tell necessarily, but I do like to do the impression of Todd when we were there and he got stuck.
Okay, so we were invited to go to Milwaukee, and they have a sausage race, a sausage off, and you got to wear your costume. And so these are heavy costumes, and you're not quite, it's hard to be balanced when you're running around the infield or wherever it was, from pole to pole. And we got done with it. Nobody fell. McLovin ended up winning. And then Todd came in last, pulling up the rear. And Seton, take over from there.
They're trying to get Todd out of this costume, and there's like some like guy back there, you know, like, I don't know, like a PA or something, who's just like, no, man, you just have to like move your arm in and then like it'll come off. And Todd is starting to go, you got to get me out of this thing. It's getting hot. I'm getting hot, guys. You got to get me out of this thing. You got to get me out of this thing.
My arm doesn't move like that. I don't know what you're saying. There
full
are people much
panic
more
attack.
Than you.
My arm doesn't bend like that. I can't. My arm doesn't bend like this. Somebody's got to help me.
He had no bedside manner. He's like, there are people much smaller than you that were able to much bigger than you that were able to easily get themselves out of the holes in the arms. I'm like, I don't know. I can't bend my elbow that
it's
way.
It's getting hot. It's getting hot in here.
Felt lightheaded. I really did.
Two 19-year-old college interns struggling with Todd's
thing.
Like looking at each other. Like,
huge, meaty arms that are stuck in this costume. And she's trying to tuck his arm sleeve back in and slide it. And he's yelling, help me, help me.
Like, I'm just sweating, move your arm. I'm not getting stuck to the material. So it makes it even harder. And I really felt like
nobody else had these issues.
No, I just felt the paleness of my face. That, like, if I didn't get like some ginger ale or a Coke.
Like, many people have been able to get out of this with no problem. You got to get me out of this thing, guys. You got to get me out of this.
You guys are giggling. And I'm trying to explain to you that I think there's going to be a medical episode that's going to happen any minute.
You're a medical episode.
I was begging Casey, our camera guy, I thought, please keep recording. Please keep taping this. You have to get this video. But I'm not saying we're ever going to use it, but you have to get this video. And him being the nice person that he is, he refused to get video of Todd.
We are laughing. So Todd can't see us, but we're just giggling.
Not funny, guys.
But he's stuck in there. We all have our costumes, you know, the heads off. And you know, it was warm. But Todd was freaking out.
It was like 100 degrees that day.
Full-blown panic attack. Yes. Full-blown panic attack.
Yeah. There could have been tears. Yeah. There could have.
You got to get me out of this thing, guys. You got to get me out of this. This is getting hot.
I really felt like I was about 90 seconds away from passing out in the thing, and then you'd have to wheel me into some truck.
That would be great. Then we'd take you into the hospital, just like Bernie, the Miami Heat.
Yeah, and how do you start an IV when you got this big costume on? I don't even know how they get to my veins or what they would do to me.
Gus in L.A. Hi, Gus. What do you have for me this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope you and the guys had a great weekend. That little story was almost the best of my weekend right there. So, a little small best of the weekend. Really wasn't a big sports weekend per se, unless you're a Canadian golfer. John Sterling, not sure if you guys saw this, John Sterling, during the game, takes a foul ball to the head and stayed in the game and called the rest of the game.
This is what it sounded like.
Now the 3-2 swung on a pop foul back here.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
John is 82 years of age, still calling the Yankees game.
Hit him right in the forehead.
Yeah, I know. because he's watching the game, and, you know, the ball goes up. I guess he's thinking it's not going to come into the booth. Play it again, Marvin.
Now the 3-2 swung on a pop foul back here.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
You know, they have video of it, and you could see him, he's like, 3-2 or whatever, and he's watching it. His eyes go up, and he's watching it, and it must go out of his like, line of sight, because then he starts looking straight, and he's, like, sort of moving on with the rest of the play, and then all of a sudden it smashes him right in the head and knocks his glasses off his head. And he has a big smile on his face.
Yeah, he took one for the team,
he
said.
Really did.
Yes, Paul.
I'll give him credit. Being there at 83 is already impressive, but he shook it off, and he didn't go for assistance. He just got to the next batter.
What else do you have, Gus?
And then, unfortunately, the worst of the weekend is the embarrassment that the sport of boxing has become. Last night, Floyd Mayweather decided to take on John Gotti's grandkid. Didn't know he had one, but apparently he does. And there's they call the fight because I guess Floyd's just mopping the floor with him. And they call the fight, and a massive brawl breaks out. And I'm like, it's a stupid thing. Floyd took the fight, whatever. But I'm like, this is what it is now. This is why people watch boxing now. It's for the circus acts that are taking place. It's like we used to, be like, oh, these are, million-dollar fights going on, the best of the best. And now it's just like, oh, well, which circus act is going to fight this circus act? And that, to me, is the worst of the weekend, boys. You boys have a great
All right. Thank you, Gus. Yeah, I saw the video. It felt like the fight after the fight was more entertaining than the so-called fight itself, but this was sort of an exhibition. Floyd just does exhibitions now. I don't think it was a true fight, but then all of a sudden it got a little more real after the fight. Yeah, Paul.
There was actually a real boxing match this weekend, a great one. Teofimo Lopez versus Josh Taylor. I think they're junior welterweights. It went the distance. Teofimo Lopez, he's a star, and it was really good. That's the kind of boxing that people should be watching, not the exhibitions.
Man, I'm very fortunate to have, well, sometimes I'm fortunate, but then I have that to compare it to with what it used to be, and the sport was a big deal. And you had, maybe a lot of these boxers are now training to be UFC fighters, MMA, because there's more money, more eyeballs there. And boxing used to be, you just run down the list of all of the great fighters that I had the opportunity to, watch those fights or interview them. And when I lived in New York, I remember going to the Garden all the time because there were always great fights that were there. Or going to Atlantic City, there were always great fights there. And you just don't have that buzz anymore. It's a shame. All right, let's take a break. We got our play of the day coming up next here. If you've listened to the show before, you've heard me talk about Simply Safe. I talk about Simply Safe a lot. Best home security of 2023, 2022, 2021. That'd be a three-peat. U.S. News & World Report honored them with that title. So they could be resting on their laurels, but they're not. They are there for you 24/7. They're working on the next big thing, like this one. The new 2-in-1 smoke and CO detector. Next generation hazard detection. This is what it does. Distinguishes between fire and cooking smoke, so your home is protected and you get fewer false alarms. The new smoke and CO detector sensors, joining Simply Safe's comprehensive suite of advanced security cameras, sensors, hazard detectors for seamless whole home monitoring. 24/7 professional monitoring, and the service is going to cost under $1 a day. Right now, get 20% off the new system when you sign up for interactive monitoring. That's SimplySafeDan.com. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a 3-time Manager of the Year and a 3-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Swing of the putter. Comes up with some speed. Now up the rocks. For the eagle. For the win. To the cup. Take it. Yes. 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 The drought is over. The drought is over. Nick Taylor with the eagle. The 2023 RBC Canadian Open champion. History. History. 500 FedEx Cup points. 2-year exemption. He's an icon now in this country.
Nick Taylor wins the RBC Canadian Open. That's courtesy PGA Tour Radio on Sirius XM.
Wow.
That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the range of SUVs every member waiting to impress. Learn more, MBUSA.com. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. Djokovic ended up winning the French Open. That's 23 singles titles for him. And is he now? He's not a young guy, but he's a standalone guy with Federer not around anymore. And Nadal's career is probably on its last leg. No pun intended, but he had hip surgery. And now to be Joker just trying to compete against himself. It's almost like when Larry Holmes was great. When Lennox Lewis was great in boxing, they didn't have any rivals there. And Djokovic, he had rivals with Federer and Nadal, but now with 23. I remember when Pete Sampras got to, what, 16? And that was a big deal. But I talked to Pete Sampras one time about Federer, and I said, what do you think of Federer? He goes, he is attempting shots that I don't even think you can attempt. And he's completing them. He just said it's just completely different. The athletes who were there with Djokovic, and you know, he's won the first two. And I mean, he would probably have 25 if not for his stance on COVID, but ended up winning the French Open. And without Nadal there, not as much competition. And he ended up winning it. Poll results, if you can, Seton, from the first 45 minutes of the program.
Dan, we put up there the Heat coming back, the chances of them coming back in this series. No chance or low chance.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be very disappointed in the audience because 60% of them right now are saying no chance.
No chance.
That is
okay.
Just...
I think they have a very, very, very low chance. I like how everybody was, you know, trumpeting. Reggie Miller said the Heat in six. Nick Wright came on last week. He said that the Heat are going to win, and, you know, nobody talks about their role players. Well, we're talking about their role players, and it's not good. They haven't played well. As much as we wanted to say all the undrafted players, well, they're playing like they should have been undrafted. You got to get that collective performance out of them. This isn't just Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. You got to have somebody or two of those guys who goes off and gives you like 21 points. Denver's had that. And you throw that in with Jamal Murray and, you know, Jokic playing extremely well. That's why they're up 3-1 and a chance to close this out. They are 9-point favorites going into tonight's game five. Kim in New Jersey. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
First time caller?
Yeah.
5'6", a soft 280.
Soft.
I got a stat of the day involving Andrew McCutchen.
All right, Marv.
All right. With Andrew McCutchen's 2,000 hit yesterday, win over the Mets, he becomes the fifth active player. Mikel Cabrera, Joey Votto, Nelson Cruz, and Elvis Andres. Let's go, Bucks.
It's your stat of the day, courtesy of Kim in Jersey. I forgot he was back with Pittsburgh. Andrew McCutchen, so 2,000 hits for, and I don't know how important that is anymore, because I don't know how important batting average is. It's still, even though we've sped up the game, it still is either you hit a home run or you strike out. Strikeout numbers have to be on a record-setting pace. And if you've sped up the game, and the next time we have the commissioner on, I'm going to tell him, take away the runner at second base in the 10th inning. That's the reason why you put them there to begin with. The game is sped up, pretty good numbers as far as, you know, hours, minutes, but take away the runner at second base. Never should have been there in the first place. But as far as putting the ball in play, the extra big bases, the pizza boxes there, I don't know if we've seen better baseball. We've seen quicker baseball, but not necessarily a better product there. Tyler in Michigan. Hi, Tyler. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 258.5 and trending downward.
Okay.
Best of the weekend would be the RBC and the Canadian kid winning it with a walk-off in his home country. And then Adam Hadwin getting tackled, celebrating with him after that.
Great video.
Yeah, it was awesome. My worst of the weekend would be Seton crying on Twitter about soccer. Love you, Uncle Reggie, and suck it back row.
Okay. Tyler, were you crying? Or Seton, you were crying about soccer?
I don't know if that's crying about soccer, but I like to live tweet during games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I may have been upset about the result of one. I don't know that I was crying.
Adam Hadwin is a PGA Tour professional. He's from Canada. He was waiting around to see if Nick Taylor, fellow Canadian, would win the Canadian Open. And then all of a sudden, Taylor makes the putt, and Adam Hadwin runs out with champagne. He's spraying it all over Nick Taylor. Security, boom, takes him down right on the putting green. And then Nick Taylor's caddy runs over. He goes, no, that's Adam Hadwin. He's a golfer. But this security guard, they don't escort you. They got to tackle you. And this is a golf event. But he was trying to, you know, the crowds were great. But I don't know if they were nervous that the crowds were great, but were they going to be aggressive? And here's Adam Hadwin running out there with champagne, spraying it on Nick Taylor. Boom. Gets taken down on the putting green. Yeah, Paulie.
And that security guard, he went low so he wouldn't go headhunting, but then he brought him up and then kind of planted him, like kind of like Chris Jones would get called for from the Kansas City Chiefs. He would have got 15 on that one.
Yeah, I would say that would be unnecessary. That would be aggressive.
What do you think the security guy thought was going to happen with a guy with a bottle of champagne?
Well, unless you're spraying that on him and Nick Taylor was okay with you spraying it on him. I don't know. There were a lot of people ran out there, but Adam Hadwin's the one who had the champagne. He's got a weapon. What is it? Champagne. Yes, Marv.
Does that security guard get reprimanded at all?
I don't know if he gets promoted.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing a good job. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. Yeah.
He could have probably walked up and put his hand up and said, please stop, sir.
You could have.
He didn't have to clean him and plant him as there's 40 other dudes also running under.
I mean, this isn't where you're running on a baseball field or a football field. This is a golf event.
Not known for attacks.
Not too often. Not too often. It's signed by the XFL. Hour two coming up. I'll give you the news about the book that I've written and where you can get it, pre-order it. Malika Andrews from the Mothership will join us from Denver, and Reggie Miller will stop by as well. 1 hour already in the books, two more to go this Monday at
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.